Hot Mornings with Ryan DeLon and Tara Fox.
Keep up the good work.
7 to 10 a.m.
I appreciate that you share your opinion.
Hot Radio Maine.
I super appreciate that they're in line with Marv.
Maine's Hit Music Channel.
We got Spose in here on a Friday.
It's hot.
We have Bert Kreischer tickets that we're going to give away. He's going to be at the Cross Insurance Arena on Thursday of next week, the 25th. 207-807-1104. You know what we do on Friday. Feel good Friday. Tell us what you're feeling good about, and we'll put you in the running for these Bert Kreischer tickets.
I'm excited. Tomorrow's 420, and we always celebrate here at Hot Radio
Maine. Light it up. Let's go, bro.
So we are going to be doing live broadcasts. We're going to be at Grassroots in their at their South Portland location by the mall. We'll kick things off at noon, and then we're going to end the day at their Portland location. We'll be there from 3 to 5. So I'm really excited for those live broadcasts because every year they're so much fun, and you can't be mad on 420.
No, you can't
be mad on 420. It's true.
Such a good mood. Everyone's so nice, and we always have so much fun.
Yeah.
Shout out to a real holiday, 420.
I'm going to be at the Portland one.
Yeah.
Right around the corner from Hadlock, 3 to 5 with you. You get to split your day. Haley, 12 to 2 in SoPo, and then me with you at the one by Hadlock.
Is the SoPo one by B-Dubs?
No.
So it's a new location for them. It's across the street from DSW and Five Guys.
Guitar Center.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay, I know where it is.
You see it from the highway every time you drive by.
Yeah, there's a huge sign. Yeah.
Yeah, okay, word. Yeah, I saw that yesterday.
Feel good Friday. What are you feeling good about, Spose?
Oh, man. I'm feeling good because next week I'm playing a bunch of shows, and I haven't really got to play any of the new album or do much of that yet, so I'm playing... Burlington, Vermont on Thursday at Higher Ground, which is a super dope venue with the best catering in America. And then I'm playing Stone Church in Newmarket, New Hampshire, which is a little classic, you know, kind of legendary venue I've never played. And then I'm playing Bangor at Bangor Arts Exchange.
I was going to say, is there a main date in there?
Yep, playing Bangor. And I'm also playing the Oddity by the Ocean Beer Fest in May in York, which should be fun. I'm not reggae, but I think everybody else is reggae, so it'll be a continuation of 420.
Love it.
But also, I'm feeling good about the Boston Celtics going into the playoffs. I don't care if we get the Miami Heat. I'm ready for us to smoke. It is time.
What's the season? Throw another banner up there.
Someone call in and say that your latest album has zero skips. Did you hear that?
No.
We were talking about the national preservation recording, and they put like Ready to Die and they put Slick Rick in there.
Classic albums, basically.
Yeah, that they preserve for history. They have to be culturally. And we asked listeners what their No Skips album was, and somebody said the new album.
I want to say her name was Erin.
Yeah, from Tewksbury.
Shout out Erin from Tewksbury. She
has started listening to us from Tewksbury
because of you.
Damn, shout out Erin. That is sick. Yeah, I mean, I agree. The album has no skips. It's pure fire and a modern classic. So go check out What Could Go Wrong on streaming services right now.
Feel good Friday. I'm feeling good. Going to spend time with Tara on Saturday out there celebrating 420. It's also going to be Record Store Day, so I might stop by Bull Moose.
Snap.
And see what selections. I was already looking at the catalog. Also, on a rest level, I'm excited that Sunday I have no gigs, nothing, and I'm literally planning on just shutting down my brain and doing absolutely nothing all
Celtics
day.
At one.
Yeah, there you go.
Very chill.
You're going to need a little bit of energy for that.
You can watch it in bed.
Yeah, I probably will. And that's what I'm feeling good about. Miranda in Dover, New Hampshire. Feel good Friday. What are you feeling good about?
I'm feeling good that it's Friday and I have the next week off.
The whole next week off?
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you work at Hot Radio Maine? They got unlimited paid time off.
Oh, really?
Not really. Kind of. Tara pretends they do. Well, congrats. Okay.
I'm so happy that didn't land.
I know. She's like, okay.
Do you have plans for next week? Are you looking for plans for next week?
I am now.
You want to go to a comedy show?
I do.
It sounds like you're a person that enjoys laughing.
I do. I'm rushing to work, so I'm super late today.
All right.
So you're not laughing today, someday, soon, Thursday.
Sorry.
She's like, are you going to give me the tickets or not, damn it? All right. We're going to give you the tickets. You're going to the show. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Hey. All right. You have a great Friday. You're almost there. Finish line is there for you. Get through Friday and you got a week off. All right.
All right. Thank you. My Friday
just got better. Hot Radio Maine.
Let me explain something to you one time.
Hot Mornings with Ryan DeLon and Tara Fox. 5 things you need to know.
Maine home sales increased again in March and prices neared historic highs as we head into summer, which is the busy season or when things are most expensive. Real estate experts worry home ownership could grow further out of reach for many Mainers. Prices closed out last month at a median of $380,000. Put that in comparison, last July, the median price hit $385,000, the highest on record. And we're not even at July yet, so they're expected to be...
Oh, last year was higher than right now?
Last July was $385,000, but where this is March and they expect it to rise because July is like peak.
Crazy. Can I just suggest that people stay in Massachusetts and New York and don't move here?
I'm here now, so let's close the border.
Lock him up. Lock it up. Shut that bridge. Close that bridge.
We need to build a wall.
Build a wall. Oh, man.
You know, you've always joked about becoming a Maine politician. I feel like that should be your platform, is build the wall.
I know people get... I do joke about being a politician, and I would just manipulate everybody to vote for me with some ploy like that. Yeah. Build the wall. Keep New Hampshire in New Hampshire.
But what about when I want to go to the Cheesecake Factory?
Well, we could go out and come in.
Okay.
It's kind of, we'll have to have Border Patrol or something. We'll figure it out.
I do think, in all seriousness, that if I did run for any sort of office, my main thing would be, no pun intended, the self-sufficiency of Maine. Like that we would just have everything you would need within Maine.
So try to break off and be our own country?
Essentially, yeah. Especially our own electrical grid, which would create jobs. I'm ready, bro. Sign me up. Spose 2020, whatever.
All right. Portland's Amtrak station may move from Thompson's Point to shorten trip times. Amtrak Downeaster is considering relocating the Portland station to one of three sites along St. John Street. Apparently, they share right now with the bus station, so this would also open up some free parking.
There must already be train tracks on St. John Street. They're not going to build new train tracks.
So they want it to be on the main line. Right now, to Thompson's Point, they have to like reverse and back up, and they go off of the main line.
Okay.
And so that takes like an extra 15 minutes, I believe. They want to put a train stop on, I believe, like the St. John Street area where the tracks are already there. Word. So the train just stops right on the main line, and they don't have to like... back up, reverse, or do any of that stuff.
Okay, word, yeah.
And then they'll have their own parking. They're going to reveal the three potential sites at a upcoming public.
You ever taken meeting. The Downeaster?
I did. It was awful.
What?
Have you ever taken it? What? What?
I always shots fired. Try.
More of me being like a little bitch than anything.
Okay.
I got really like motion sick on it, and it was bad.
Yeah, that's a personal
you
issue.
You had some milk.
It was a personal issue.
I always want to, and I always attempt to, and then I get to check out, and I say, it'd be cheaper to drive.
Yeah, I used to take it to college because it stops in Wells.
Right.
And for a brief time, people used to send me videos of, they would say, Wells, Maine, home of Spose.
Really?
When they would get
Isn't
to the prestigious Wells, Maine stop.
I would take the Amtrak from Boston to Worcester all the time for college.
I have a question. I was actually mapping this out yesterday, and it was saying that my route couldn't be completed. I wanted to go from Portland to South Station, and it said I could only do it by bus.
Yeah, that's correct. The bus station just goes to South Station.
Why was it an option?
You could probably get off at North Station, get on a bus, and then the bus takes you to South Station.
You literally have to go to North Station on the train.
Buy another
ticket? And then get on the T.
The T you could get on too, yeah.
To get to South Station.
I looked at taking the train or the bus to South Station. Well, it would have been the bus, and then taking the T to where I wanted to go. But then it would have been a 45-minute T.
Where are you trying to go?
Yeah, what are you trying to do, bro?
I was mapping out Boston Calling.
If anyone
has that route down, please text in.
Isn't it at Harvard?
I would just honestly...
Yeah, I was looking at taking either a bus or a train down and then taking the T to the stop next to Harvard in Cambridge or wherever. And it was saying it would be a 45-minute ride from that station to Harvard. And I don't have that much time.
No, just get off at North Station, take an Uber.
Or get off at North Station, take the green line to the red line. It's on the red central, or I don't know which stop it is, Harvard or whatever, I think it's on the red line.
I'm just worried.
But the green line goes out to Alston and kind of that area too.
Okay, well,
I don't know.
Someone needs to help me.
You could take the green line out there if you want to be cheap, and then to the Alston area, and then take the Uber from Alston, which would be probably...
You just take an Uber from, like, what
you said. Probably like $15.
The Uber or the train ride?
The Uber, I would say, is probably like $15-$20. And you're going to be with somebody else, so that's down to $10.
I hope you get to see Megan Thee Stallion.
Is that who you're going for?
I'm going for everybody. All the headliners.
I'm going for Renee Rapp.
I don't know one Renee Rapp song.
I'm going for Jesse Murph.
And featuring Jelly Roll.
Honestly?
That hot new hip hop on Hot Radio Maine.
I'm intrigued by her now.
All right, starting today, you can get a free order of fries on Fridays. If you order any item in the Wendy's app, you get a free order of any size fries. The offer is valid each Friday through the end of 2024. So if you like your fries and you like them free, check that
out. Shout out Wendy's. Wendy's fries, not my favorite fries, but they they're free fries.
Remember they changed the recipe like 10 years ago?
Yeah. You know what fries really hit is the KFC fries.
Oh, I haven't tried those. Bad. They're like, are they like the Texas, like steak fries? Like Texas wedges, steak wedges?
No.
No?
No, they're like kind of extra crispy, flavorfully Burger King fried.
Oh. Okay.
Last two things for five things as we're running along. Today, tomorrow's going to be 420. Light it up.
You know, let's go, bro.
You know what to do. We're going to be at Grassroots.
You know what time it is, bro.
SoPo, noon to 2, and then Grassroots, 3 to 5 in Portland. You can find us out there. They're going to have a bunch of different deals.
Oh, my God.
Sorry.
We actually used to have that sound effect. Do we still have it?
I don't know, but that sounded better. Actually, I was like, why are you drinking?
That was my Dunkin' iced coffee, why by are you the drinking way, that your... I turned so into realistic. A bong.
I don't know where all of our weed sound effects went.
That's all right.
No, now I feel like this is the one day we have them for, and I didn't hit any of them.
Well, now that you guys are a country station, I don't know if those really fit in with the demo. Oh. Hot Radio Man.
Now do yours.
Okay. Hot Radio Man.
I vote for that one. I like that one.
Yeah, over this one?
Feel free to keep that.
They're pretty close.
I mean,
I'm sorry, it's unrealistic with no cough.
Yeah. Maybe
smoke weed every day.
Happy 420.
It's also record store day today. Tomorrow, support your local record shop tomorrow. They got a bunch of special vinyl that's going to be released. Go check it out. Shouts to Bo Moose. And that is five things you need to know made hot in Maine by the law offices of Joe Bornstein. Accidents happen to be their specialty. 207, call Joe or online at joebornstein.com.
It's hot.
Hot Radio Maine.
Oh, Lord.
Hot Mornings with Ryan DeLon and Tara Fox. Dirty on the 30.
California DJ DJ Head tweeted, "The Canadian responded after over a decade of being dared to come outside, still has yet to claim said response." And then DJ Head ended his tweet by insulting the quality of Drake's music. "If you enjoy microwaved meal, that's on you. We prefer cooked food on this side." And then Academics posted the tweet on Instagram, and Drake actually responded to it. In the comments, he said, "Use me as a they have nothing to drop button." And the beef continues.
Well, I love the beef continuing. I'm really here for it, and I'm in a whole ass group chat about it. So I'm here for all the beef.
Whose side is everybody on in the group chat?
I would say I am, of all the people in the chat, the most team Kendrick.
Really? But you're also a Drake fan.
Yeah, I like Drake. Well, that's the thing. I tweeted this the other day. I was like, I love Drake. Like, I went to see Drake live in concert. I think we all did. Mm-hmm. I really enjoy his music. I've made whole songs just because I was inspired by like a flow in a Drake song. But like, I want Kendrick to destroy him like so bad.
You just think that Kendrick's capable of like a better diss song? Is that what we're thinking?
I think Kendrick is a more unpredictable artist who makes much deeper music than Drake.
It's been interesting because there was another one that dropped last night that was mentioning Drake's mom's name. And there's all these snippets coming out of potential Kendrick diss songs, but I think they're all just AI, which is an interesting thing because we've never had to deal with this in rap beef before, where you're like, is this real? And like DJ Head was saying in the tweets, you haven't even claimed it yet. Before, you didn't even need to claim it because it was just your voice.
But yeah, it's weird. The only thing I could compare it to precedent-wise is like in the early 2000s when you would be anticipating a song, for example, The Real Slim Shady, like you knew the note.
I know where you're going with this.
And you'd go on Napster and you'd download The Real Slim Shady, but no, it's just some clip of some other Eminem song they're trying to pass off as The Real Slim Shady. So you'd have to listen to like 20 of them to find the real one. I want the real Kendrick diss. Well, you know what's wild was even the Drake diss was a debate if it was AI or not.
Right.
The drop it, give me 50 until I guess it got sent to radio because it's still not on streaming.
It's not on streaming, but we did get the email. We got it sent to us. But it didn't come from like the official label source, but it still ended up in our inboxes. So it was like, Okay.
That's a little weird. I mean, back in the, I don't know, remember like the 2000s, like Eminem, Ja Rule, Benzino,
yep.
Cannabis era, G-Unit era diss songs. They never came out officially on albums. They were like mixtape leaks.
Right.
You know, so maybe this is just in that spirit.
And I think at this point, he would have come out and been like, that's not real if it wasn't real.
Yeah. That's definitely real.
Elsewhere in Dirty on the 30, Caitlin Clark has blocked Antonio Brown on X or Twitter or however you want to refer to it.
Oh no, what did he do?
He posted inappropriate things about her following Clark's Indiana Fever introductory press conference in an apparent attempt to be funny. I don't even know if I want to read this. Should I read it?
Wow, I'm sorry.
Tara, do you want to read it? He tweeted out.
I think Tara should read it.
He tweeted, Caitlin Clark looks like she keep it hairy. He said that, not me.
And then he trolled her again on Thursday. Antonio Brown, no stranger to getting blocked. Tom Brady, Joe Biden, they have all blocked AB for his online behavior. And recently, NFL player Damar Hamlin blocked Brown after an online altercation.
I mean, I know you shouldn't look at someone and assume that about them, but personally, when I look at her, I do not think that.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you do. I was like, oh my God.
No, I know that that's not something that's a naughty thought. You're not supposed to look at someone and go, hmm. But sometimes those thoughts do creep up in our mind. I do not get that impression.
I'm on Antonio Brown's Twitter, which apparently I've been missing out on. He's actually running a Trump AB
campaign
selling shirts. But he posts another picture of Caitlin Clark and he goes, she looked like she about to sign the Declaration of Independence.
Wait, it's that pretty... was him? That was his original tweet?
Because yeah.
I have seen that meme going viral, but it didn't have his name on it.
I mean, maybe he posted it too.
Reposted
but
it.
I will say, one of my favorite tweeters, I don't know if you Steven still call them tweets at this point, my favorite Xers is my friend Cam Groves, who will say some stuff you're not, you know, a little maybe on the edge that I wouldn't say because I have more followers and I don't want them to and I don't want them to come after me. But Cam's got just enough that I feel like he can get away with it a little bit. And he goes, Caitlin Clark would be so much more popular if she was hot.
Aww.
Wait, I don't know why people are being
and it's true.
So mean about her appearance because she's not ugly.
Yeah, no, no.
I think she is very popular.
If she, yeah. What?
She's very popular.
I think he's just saying she'd be even more like unbelievably popular. But that is, yeah, Caitlin Clark, good for her. I think she deserves more money than the WNBA.
Well, I don't feel bad for her because she's reportedly getting over $20 million for her Nike contract. So
dope. Okay.
She'll
be fine. Get this paper.
50 Cent is expanding his entertainment empire by opening the near 1 million square foot G-Unit Studios in Louisiana. They had like a ribbon cutting yesterday for it. And the Shreveport mayor said, we are thrilled that G-Unit Studios will plant its roots in Shreveport. This city's rich culture and talent provides the perfect backdrop for the endeavor. G-Unit Film and Television started 2005. Power Universe, BMF, and they're definitely looking to add more. This building, this facility is like absolutely huge down there. And
for 50 Cent, man.
It just, I feel like we got to throw this in because we include all of the 50 Cent trolling in Dirty on the 30, and he's doing more than just posting about Diddy on Instagram. So
yeah, thrive it. Shreveport, Louisiana seems kind of random for this. However, is Louisiana like Georgia where they have all sorts of tax breaks for the film industry?
I think
that's why movies will always be filmed in Georgia.
I think there is something like that, but I was also reading like he's leasing the building, which was like a studio building that was already down there that's massive, and like the rent is like $2,600 a month or something.
What?
Ridiculously low for that. They basically are like, come here, bring the infrastructure, like do it. So
it's
he's
like
getting
the price of like a 2-bedroom apartment.
Yeah, exactly, for a 1 million square foot facility. He's just got to make sure it's upkept and everything is in proper order.
G-Unit.
The current legal issues for Sean Diddy Combs have reignited the debate about the 1999 nightclub shooting with Shine.
Whoa. Okay.
So Shine took the rap, if you remember, spent 10 years in jail, then was deported. Shine, who is now the head of the Belize United Democratic Party, politician now.
In Belize.
Right. Recently spoke out about the incident. He said, "Everyone knew all along that I was the fall guy. I'm just saying that I maintained my innocence all of this time." And then he added, "I didn't get into who did what, but the victim is now telling you who did what, and I understand that there are other witnesses. Fragments were never removed, so there was never any forensic testing to say who it was, but the victims are vindicating me. Witnesses are vindicating me, but I have moved on. I'm not trying to relive that. And so I am appreciative of whatever contributions that Diddy has made to help the people of Belize. I wish him well, and I pray for him, and I pray for the alleged victims. And if it's true, may justice be served. And if it's not, it's a tragedy because a global icon would have been destroyed."
Spoken like a true politician.
Yeah, there's a lot of mixed feelings there. He was playing both sides of that.
What did he say it like this? You know, like, was the voice, does his still sound like that?
No, now he's got a very thick accent.
Belizean accent?
I assume so, yeah. But I mean, he's been over there for decades at this point.
Okay,
so.
Yeah. Wow. So Puff Daddy shot somebody while in the club with Jennifer Lopez. Is that what we're saying?
That's what people are alluding to now. And then Shine was the fall guy.
Jennifer Lopez knows stuff.
J-Lo knows. For sure knows.
That's what should have been in the documentary, not what her bodega order was.
There's a documentary about this shooting?
There's a documentary about J-Lo.
Oh, about J-Lo. Okay.
Her go-to bodega order, if you were wondering, is a ham and cheese sandwich and orange drink. If you know, you know.
Okay.
Anyways.
Now I know. I will say it is wild that my man Ye has like a big time super hit right now where he says he's Puff Daddy rich. That's me to me rich on a hit song.
You love it.
In the era of the Puff Daddy debacle.
Here's a story that I love because I'm the only one left that still watches SVU. Mariska Hargitay, not only a hero on the screen, I suppose, but she's a hero in real life now.
Do tell.
She was filming one of the final episodes of SVU season 25, not one of the final episodes ever, because they're going to keep this thing going forever. She was filming in NYC. Hargitay was approached by a little girl who believed her to be a real police officer based on the badge she wore as a part of her character's outfit.
Okay.
So the girl didn't even recognize her as...
She's never seen an episode.
Yeah, as that. She just saw the badge, and she had been separated from her mother in the playground and was like, "I know what to do. Go to the cops." So she asked the cops for help, and it was Mariska Hargitay. Interrupted the filming, was totally oblivious.
Wow.
Mariska halted production for 20 minutes and literally helped the child locate her mother and consoled them both when they brought them together.
Good for her. I have seen a bunch of SVU, and I will say that the name Mariska is hot.
Yeah, I love the name.
It's a hot ass name.
Unique.
Yeah, I'm going to put it on my baby name list for when I have babies.
Mariska. So my first name's Mariska. How do we feel about it?
According to a witness, the little girl, completely oblivious to the film crew and to Hargitay's scene partner, Ice-T.
All right.
She walked right by Ice-T and she was like, "I'm going to ask
I mean, that's an old man.
Yeah.
What am I going to do? If I'm a little girl and I want to feel safe, I'm not going to an old man."
She's like, "I remember your song, Cop Killer. I'm going to go to the actual cop."
Oh, my God.
"I remember your metal band, Body Count. I'm going to go to Mariska Hargitay."
She's very knowledgeable for her young age. A big part of the success of Eminem's song, Stan, I would say, was the music video.
Great video.
Starring Devin Sawa as the titular character. You don't remember that? He was Stan.
I don't think I ever made the connection that it was Devin Sawa from Can't Hardly Wait.
Final Destination.
Idle Hands.
Idle Hands with Jessica Alba.
I watched that movie when I was a teenager and I said, "I think I have a crush on this guy." And
he was a teen heartthrob, I would say.
I did not know that.
I made that conclusion on my own, and then I realized, oh, people like this guy. Okay.
I watched that movie and I was like, "Who is this girl?"
Was that her first
Yeah,
role?
That was like the first movie, and she was the hottest girl I've ever seen in my life.
Absolutely stunning.
She was in my locker for the remainder of eighth grade.
Wow, so that movie really influenced the both of us.
Yeah. And here we are at Hot Radio Man.
What do they call it? Sexual awakenings?
With neither of them. Yeah.
Anyways, Devin Sawa recently did an interview, and he said, full disclosure, they went out to Macaulay Culkin first.
Hey, yo, it would have been so dope if it was Macaulay Culkin.
They wanted him for Stan. He wasn't available or didn't want to do it or whatever. And if you actually go back to the timeline when they were filming the Stan music video, Macaulay had said he was retired from show business and wasn't doing any projects at that point in time. Devin Sawa was actually second choice, but Macaulay Culkin could have played Stan. That was the first choice.
So crazy.
I could actually see that because have you guys seen that movie where he is a little boy and he tries to kill his brother or stepbrother?
Yo, that movie terrified me as a
what movie
kid.
Was that
list of things to watch do you remember what the name of it
the
was
good
called?
Brother so I don't know it's like creepy it's terrified me that like a boy would do this to his family as a little boy I was like eight or something and I was like this
the
is
good son
the good son creepy. Yeah I was like horrified by this
you know
like,
how
throws him out of the treehouse or something
Devin Sawa got the job because Dr. Dre went and saw the first Final Destination movie and thought he'd be a good fit. And they're like, we should get that guy to play Stan.
Wow.
And so that's how he ended up getting the gig as Stan in the music video. And he says it's still to this day one of his highlights. And he knows the song more now than he did then because he's heard it millions and millions of times since then. That's your Dirty on 30. Made Hot and Maine by Side by Each Brewing. Beer, coffee, and food for sustenance morning, noon, and night. Get chicken and waffles for brunch this weekend at Side by Each, Minot Ave, Auburn. Coming up. After this next song, we're going to give you details so you can win Justin Timberlake tickets, JT tickets. After this next one, Saturday
morning. Study up.
Mornings. Good morning.
Get up. Hot Mornings with Brian DeLon and Tara Fox.
Wake up.
All right, we're going to put the JT fans to the test for these Justin Timberlake tickets. Tara's been wanting to do this all week, and this is our final pair in the morning, so we're going to do it today. 207-807-1104 is the number. You want to set it up?
Well, they're going to call us, and then we are going to surprise them with a Justin Timberlake lyric, and they have to finish it.
All right, and if you finish it correctly, we'll take a few calls here. If you finish it correctly, we'll put you in the running, and then we're going to pick one person that answered correctly. 207-807-1104. Do you want to test one of us first?
Ooh.
Not really. Because I don't want to run out of songs.
No, come on. You gotta
have a couple.
We gotta do at least
Justin Timberlake's
one.
Got 90 songs.
I'll do this one because this one might be tricky. Finish the lyric. You got me saying, "Ayo, I'm tired of using technology."
You got me, "Ayo,
I'm tired of using technology."
Something sitting right in front of me.
Yeah, I don't know it.
Really?
I wouldn't have got those.
I just know that the original version that they never put out was, "You got me tired of using pornography."
Ooh.
The second half of the lyrics is, "Why don't you sit down on top of me?" She
It was pornography?
That was the original version, then they changed it.
More.
And obviously. He said, I'm tired of using pornography. Why don't you come over here and sit on top of me?
Phenomenal song, by the way.
Justin, that would have been a better song. That's why I don't know this song, because I was like, yo.
You don't know this song.
You don't know this song. This was the song that the Celtics championship team came out to every single game. And I was like, why did they choose this song?
No.
Yes.
That is terrible.
I know.
This is a bad era.
This was the song. They came out to this.
I know Tara loves this era, but
our mutual friend Lee, we would laugh about the fact, like, why are they coming out to this song? 207-807-1104.
Hopefully they don't come out to Jesse Murph and Jelly Roll this time. I don't think it's going to hit the vibe.
I heard that's going
to
be their playoff anthem. 207-807-1104. Finish the lyric. That doesn't even count. That's not even a Justin song. That's a 50 Cent song.
Well, that's where I started finding features.
Oh, all right. She's making it tough over here. Ashley from Brunswick, how big of a Justin Timberlake fan are you?
Oh, my God. A big fan.
Okay. Do you think you can pass Tara's finish the lyric test?
I sure hope so.
All right. Let's see it. Are you ready?
All right. I'm ready.
I'm bringing sexy back.
Some other boys don't know how to act. Yeah.
Correct.
Boom.
I think it's special behind your back.
All right,
you're in the
running. We're going to get a couple more people in the running, and then we're going to call somebody back at random before 9, all right? So keep your phone close.
All right.
Audrey and Beth, scale of 1 to 10, how big of a Justin Timberlake fan are you?
Maybe a 6 or a 7. It's been a while.
Oh, I like the honesty.
But you want to see him live.
Yes.
We're going to put you to the test. I'm going to read off part of a lyric, and you have to finish it.
All right.
All right, here is your lyric. It's like you're my mirror.
You look in the mirror. I'm not sure. I don't know.
That's all right.
Audrey, that's incorrect.
The lyric is, it's like you're my mirror. My mirror's staring back at me.
I knew it was my mirror something. That's okay. Thank you.
If on DraftKings you could bet if Audrey was going to get that right or not, based on the 6 or 7, I was going to say no.
That would have been the obvious bet.
Yeah.
Was that she wasn't going to get it right.
Ryan from Portland. All right. So we're doing finish the lyric. We're going to give you part of the lyric, and you have to finish it. If you get it correct, we'll put you in the running for these tickets. Are you ready?
Oh,
Ryan. Okay. All right.
I like that he's going for it.
This is Tara's test, so Tara's got the lyric. You ready?
I know. Tara's got me nervous, bro. Tara's got me nervous.
Don't be nervous. I'm going to read off the lyric, and then you finish it. Ready?
Okay. All right. I'm old school, though. I'm old school.
Okay. This might work in your favor, then. So you grab your girls, okay. And you grab a couple more.
I need to finish that?
Yep.
Yeah.
And then you... And then you go to the floor.
I mean, that's very close.
It is very close. Yeah, and you all come meet me in the middle of the floor.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we're going to put you in the running. We got a couple minutes here, and we're going to call back our winner. So there's only a few people that got it right this morning. We'll count it, right?
We're going to count it.
You got it close enough. So you're in the running. Give us a couple minutes. You might get a call right back from us, all right?
All right, one time, bro, one time.
Felicia, where are you from?
I am from Bangor.
I don't think she said Felicia.
Yes, I did.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, ooh.
Hi, Felicia.
Hi.
Bye, Felicia.
Tried to flip it.
She's like, yes, I've heard that before.
I just watched that movie for the first time last week, by the way.
The first
what?
Time?
Yeah, I don't.
Stop
the first
it.
Time?
Yeah. It's oh, because people react like that when I tell them I've never seen it. I was like, I have to watch Friday, finally.
You say, oh, hold on. I'm going to put you on speakerphone because my husband's like, what? He just watched Friday for the first time last week.
Nuh-uh.
She's talking to people in the background.
She's got to tell.
I was like 8 years old when Friday came out. I couldn't watch that. There's smoking weed.
My husband, his name is John Rambo.
Whose name's so. John Rambo?
My husband.
That's amazing.
Kick out of that. Yeah. Bye, Felicia.
All right. Hi, Felicia. Are you going to win these Justin Timberlake tickets? Is that why you're...
I'm going to try.
Are you a fan? Are you a big JT fan?
Oh, I love Justin Timberlake.
All right. Well, finish the lyric. Here's your test.
And as long as I've got my...
Oh, my God. I guess I'm not winning these tickets.
No, you know it.
As long as... It's probably not a new song, no. Damn it. I don't know it.
All right. I'm going to sing it. And as long as I've got my...
Oh.
As long as I've got my... suit and tie? No.
Yay!
Yay, Felicia!
There it is!
It was? Oh, no doubt!
Let's go, Felicia. Yeah, she stumped me, too, when she said it without the melody, but as soon as you sang it...
Yeah, come on.
Honestly, the melody did it for me. I had no idea.
Yeah, I didn't either. I was like, wow, Tara, this is a stretch,
this
dog.
This was the easiest one in the morning.
It's a deadpan, reading of it. All right, you're in the running because you got it right. We got like 3 or 4 people that got it right. We're about to pick one number at random and call them back. So you might get a call back from us, all right?
All right, have a nice day.
All right, good luck.
Hello.
Hey, who's this?
This is Ashley.
Ashley, you got sexy back, correct?
Yes.
And
oh my God, did I win?
We picked your phone number.
Yay, oh my God.
You're going, congratulations.
Let's go.
Thank you so much. That's going to be an amazing birthday present to myself. My birthday is June 28th. So.
Oh, my goodness. Well, happy
birthday. Oh, you deserve it. What day is the show again?
It's either going to be the 29th or the 30th. We're still waiting for the tickets to come in, but he's got 2 shows at the Garden. So you'll have to clear your schedule for those 2 shows. And as soon as we know, we'll let you know.
Oh, my God. You guys are the best. Thank you so much.
That's amazing.
Now, you have the tickets, but... I spent a lot of time on these lyrics, so I want to do a bonus round. Are you down for that? You're gonna get the tickets no matter what. And if you get it wrong, maybe we don't air it. Do you want to try?
Sure.
Okay. Should have known better when you came around.
Wait, you have to sing it for her because you sang it for the...
Okay. Should have known better when you came around.
Oh, my God. I know this. This is from Mirrors. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. It's on the tip of my tongue, too.
Is it You Were Gonna Make Me Cry?
Yes, it is, suppose.
Do I get to go with her to Justin Timberlake now?
Sure.
My birthday is July 1st. We can make it a thing.
Wait, what song is that from?
It goes around, comes around.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
Do you want to want me just bang them all out?
Yeah.
Go for it. Tara did a lot of prep work here, so.
All right, how about this one? I could see us holding hands.
Can you sing it?
I could see us holding hands.
I know the melody.
I know the melody too.
It's walking on the beach, our toes in the sand.
My love. Yes.
Okay. I think this is a stumper because I also thought it was walking on the beach, our toes in the sand. It's clothes in the sand.
Our clothes in the sand. A little more freaky.
Missed opportunity for toes.
You got another one?
Yes, this one is a feature, so it's a little tricky. I've been traveling on this road too long.
Oh, this is with T.I., right?
Just trying to find my way back home.
All right, she knows.
Yeah, there you go. All right. We're going to end on a good note.
You're going to have so much fun.
We're going to end on a good one. You're going to have a good time out there. Congratulations. You're going to the show.
Yay, thank you so much. Oh, my God. You guys just literally made my day.
Woohoo.
I love it. Ticket giveaway is made hot in Maine by Ripple Wellness. World-class cannabis products for everyday people. Don't miss out on Maine's biggest 420 sale. Buy one, get one free all day long. See you at Ripple Wellness, 366 Hill Street, Biddeford. You snuck in there. You got our next to last pair. Congrats again.
Woohoo! Thank you so much.
Hot Mornings with Brian DeLon and Tara Fox.
We're going to bring back a segment that we... Happy 420.
Happy 420, Doug.
Bring back a segment that got some positive feedback and also some negative feedback, but...
Hey, some haters.
It got some feedback. Spose's top five. We did sandwiches in Maine last time, and everybody had an opinion on that.
I haven't read any of the comments.
No?
No. Lifelong internet person, I know that I don't want to read the comments. I'm very good at avoiding them.
People were upset with your choice of Subway. And they were upset. Some people disagreed with Amato's as well.
Amato's has some haters.
You know what got a bunch of cosigns though?
What?
What's the Larry Bird spot? Ben?
Oh, Bennett's.
Yeah, everybody.
People like Ben.
Nobody said Bennett's was bad. Everybody was.
Yeah, so my number one was hot.
Yeah.
Then they're denying Subway's greatness.
So Spose's top five. I think it's only proper. You came in ready for this. I didn't talk about it during five
Are
things.
Are you ready for it?
Dirty on the 30.
I'm not a Swiftie.
I was trying to avoid talking about the fact that Taylor Swift dropped 30 songs last night, but here we are.
I listened to them on the way up because I figured it would be part of the news, and it wasn't.
Nah, I was being a hater. I got snapped at for making fun of Taylor Swift this morning by Maura. She was having a bad day, so I was like, you know what?
So let's redeem you. Okay, so just to preface this, I'm not a Swiftie, but I do have three daughters. Hopefully just three. If there's a fourth one out there, no, you didn't. Okay, here's my top five Taylor Swift songs. Starting at number five, I'm gonna go Bad Blood because it features Kendrick Lamar, which yeah. Drake said is a negative. I think it's a positive. I know the whole verse. Love it.
I also think it's dope that he re-recorded his verse for Taylor's version so she could include it on the...
He did another verse for the Swifties. Yeah. All right, number four is... Ready for It. And I had to look up what this song was called, so maybe it's a little cheating, because I just know it's the song that sounds like Yeezus by Kanye, and then it drops down to In the Middle of the Night in My Dreams, which is super catchy. So that's my number four.
Is that the one that goes, Are you ready for it?
Are you ready for it? Yeah, exactly. And then it's Yeezus.
I'm trying to hear where you hear Yeezus.
That whole album, Reputation, is like a Yeezus ripoff.
Well, I've never heard that one.
Instrumentally, you go listen to it. Yeah, it's not even close. None of her other albums sound like that, and it was the one that came out after Yeezus, so whatever. Anyways, number three, I got Blank Space.
Kanye made her famous.
Kanye did make her famous. Blank Space at number three, certified all-time banger. At number two, I think this song goes off every time it's ever been played, no matter how much of a grown-ass man you might be. Love Story.
Okay.
By Taylor Swift at number two.
Solid number two pick.
Banger. And at number one, I got Style by Taylor Swift.
Yeah, that's a good one.
And those are my top five Taylor Swift songs. I had some honorable mentions. Do you want to know them?
Sure.
They were The Man, Lover. Those are the only two. The Man and Lover.
I'm trying to think of what's the biggest song that I play at Oasis that wasn't on your list.
Shake It Off.
No. It's You Belong With Me.
You Belong With Me is by far.
I felt like I had to pick either Love Story or You Belong With Me.
They're the same.
Bangers, though. Right. Absolute bangers.
All right.
None of the songs are from her last few albums, which all sound like 94.9 WHOM, like dentist office. 80s bangers, so not my style.
All right, there you have it. Spose's top five for the week. Top five Taylor Swift songs. We have Jimmy Carr tickets that we got to give away. Jimmy Carr, you know who he is? Are you familiar with his humor?
No. Sounds like an older man.
I wouldn't say he's not probably not that.
Okay, he sounds really young.
He's British and dry humor.
Ooh, all right.
And
like that.
Yeah, Netflix specials are funny. Check them out.
Wait, he's 51? He looks way younger than that, in my opinion.
51's not that old.
Looking good for 51.
Looking good, Jimmy Carr.
207-807.
51 soon, do you want? Okay. Yeah. No, I mean, all right. I think I know who this dude is.
I'm going to just start telling people I'm 51 and be like, wow, you look great for your age.
What's your secret?
That's what Tucker does. The few times that we go out in the Old Port, if he talks to the 21-year-olds, he'll say that he's older than he is. And they're always like, damn, man, you look good. And he's like, are you serious? I'm obviously joking.
How does he talk to the 21-year-old? I don't know.
There was a lot of questions you had there.
Let's give away these tickets.
We were in line, and I said, I don't want to wait in this line. And we waited for like a couple minutes, and I was like on my phone ordering the Uber, and he was making small talk.
Oh, okay.
And he was like, is it worth it to wait in this line?
He's very sociable.
Sounds old.
207-807-1104. We'll just take call number 10 right now. Jimmy Carr tickets. You'll have something to do next Wednesday at the State Theater. It's going to be a funny comedy show. They've been crushing it with the stand-up comedy over there at the State Theater. Hi, Radio Maine. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you from?
My name's Amanda, and I'm from Bath.
Amanda from Bath. Are you trying to go to a comedy show?
Yes, I am.
Do you know who Jimmy Carr is?
Yes, I do.
All right.
How old does he look?
He looks a lot younger, but I just heard you said he was 51, and I was totally shocked.
Right?
Yeah.
Drop the skincare routine.
Seriously.
It's because he's British, and they probably don't have all the chemicals in their food.
Probably not. He looks really good for his age, that's for sure.
We're hooking you up with tickets. You're calling number 10. You're going.
Oh, my gosh. Really?
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
Ooh, you're in there. What's your bedtime?
I have children, so never.
All right, fair enough. It's the late show, so you got to get somebody to watch the kids or put the kids to bed. 9:30 p.m. late show on the 24th of next week, and you're in the building. Congrats.
Oh, thank you so much.
You're very welcome.